outreach becomes part of the solution to India's complex women's issues. A ministry teaches believers how to share Christ with the Muslim world. And how would you like to help millions of girls stuck in the sex trade? These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Discrimination against women in India costs lives. That's been evidenced by 228,000 cases of rape, trafficking, and dowry murders. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India shares the story of a 23-year-old woman named Jabati. Lindsay Ackerman says Jabati's in-laws tried to burn her alive. Her parents were too poor to get the medical treatment that she needed.
A church planner happened to be ministering in the neighborhood where Jabati's parents lived, and her father had heard about this man who was visiting families and offering to pray with them.
The church planner came and prayed, and he kept coming back, one time to pray, one time to read scriptures. Eventually,
through this experience, the whole family came to Christ.
And this is the point. Mission India's Church Planters program puts people at the right place at the right time with the hope of Christ.
When people hear the gospel, when they encounter Christ for the first time and discover that they're loved, that they were created with a purpose, it just gives an incredible hope in the face of all of that darkness that truly transforms their lives.
Next, with many U.S. troops still in harm's way around the world, an audio Bible ministry has hit a milestone in its outreach to military families. Faith Comes By Hearing announced that they've now handed out more than 250,000 military Bible sticks. Spokesman Bill Lohr says these digital New Testaments are in high demand for these 18 to 24-year-olds.
Their life now is audiovisual, so they like things in audio, they listen to things in audio, so that's why this has been really something that's impactful, particularly to that age group.
More than 1,200 chaplains have participated in the project. They're requesting 20,000 more that still need to be funded. Can you help? $25 is all it takes. Lohr says while these are intended for Christians,
there are troops who come to their chaplains and they aren't believers at the time. They sit and listen to the Bible, and we know that God's word doesn't return void, and so it works on their heart, and they are coming to the Lord.
Supply a Bible stick through a link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. The Guinness Book of World Records says more than 80% of Muslims live outside the Arab world, and yet Christians around the world are intimidated by the idea of sharing the story of Christ with them. Next week, the Evangelical Free Church is offering a training course called Ministering in a Muslim Context. It's a 5-week online training course that covers the how-tos. Registration's open now. Costs and links can be found at missionnetworknews.org. In other news, blogger Joy Agrich recently returned from a trip to Bangladesh with Food for the Hungry.
I traveled to third world countries before, but this was just really unique. People really have been transformed in their thinking, which is just having an impact on their marriages and their children and just the community as a whole.
Agrich and four other bloggers got to see how Food for the Hungry brings positive change to communities through child sponsorships. She also saw how Food for the Hungry brings new life to communities spiritually.
Food for the Hungry is very wise in that they want to fully build relationships and then say, this is why we do what we do, because of how we've been transformed by the gospel.
There's more about our experience at missionnetworknews.org. Pray that more communities would be drawn to the transformational work.
If the adults in the community aren't saying we want to see this happen, it won't.
And millions of women and girls are enslaved in Southeast Asia's commercial sex trade. In some areas, girls as young as 5 are sold into the trade by their families. So what can you do about it? Pray. Vision Beyond Borders has a 15-day prayer guide to help you pray specifically and with power. It's completely free, and you can find a link to download the guide at missionnetworknews.org. We'll also be tweeting a daily prayer on Twitter. Just follow at MNN Team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. So get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.